Blog Talk Radio.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
Bring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this. Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You sumbitches, get out and get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
I hope y'all listening, because the fire is on its way. Black power, black power, black power. Hotep, assalamu alaikum, shalom, peace to the gods and earth. What's up, black people? This is the God, National Field Marshal of the new Black Panther Party, hosting Saturday Night Black Power Radio, Minister King Samir Shabazz of the Philadelphia chapter, and again, the National Field Marshal of the new Black Panther Party. We have Brother Sean Kwali on the techniques, and we get ready to light it up tonight with some real, real fire, because we got a hot show lined up. Tonight's topic, black family, and that's what you are, black family. The good news and the hot works of the new Black Panther Party all across this globe. So we're going to get it locked in, get ready to get locked and loaded. Get your pens, get your pads out, get your water, because you're going to need that to definitely cool off. So make sure you hurry up and order your Black Panther, new Black Panther Party spring water, all right? So I want to welcome everybody to the show. And for those who are listening, welcome, welcome, welcome to Black Power Radio. You can check out my show every Wednesday night on WardenTheHorizon.com, every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. That is the King Samir Stop Cooning Show with the Warden the Horizon team, Brother Irritated Genie, Sister Nefertari, and just a great, great lineup of real revolutionary Pan-Africanist warriors, all right? So I want to welcome everybody tonight to the new Black Panther Party Radio, Black Power Radio. And in the name of our national chairman, attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, and in the name of our great black power general, Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, we humbly, sincerely welcome you and thank you for listening at this such late hour, 11 p.m., so the devil says, on a Saturday night, right after our holiday, Giname. The African alternative that was given to us by our black power general, Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. So we thank you all for listening. So put your turkey down. Stop stuffing your face with that constipating macaroni and cheese. Put down that cranberry sauce. Put the white girl in the backyard on the chain where she belongs. And let's get rocking and rolling. Tonight, family, we're going to get into something I feel as though is very, very necessary. When we're talking about the struggle and the liberation of our people. And a lot of us tend to forget what we're really in this game for. I'm just using game as a conversational word, but we all know and understand freedom and independence is no game. All right, this is nothing to play with. This ain't nothing to be dilly-dallying around and one day you're black and the next day you're a white boy and the next day you want to be an Arab and the next day you want to be Bruce Lee and the next day you want to be Gandhi and somebody else, just losing your mind, losing your African mind, all right? So we're going to get into some things that's very pertinent to our struggle and what's going on with us on an everyday basis, some historical facts, because I love history, and if you listen to my show, we get into it, we hit the books, we go into it hard, we have the callers calling in with their responses and different things, so it's going to be a lovely time. So every Saturday night, right here, same black time, same black station, on the Black Power Radio, every Saturday night, 11 p.m., you will hear the King Samir Stop Cooning Show and the call-in number. And we encourage everyone to call in, family, everyone. Call in, comments, questions, even if you're going against the grain. Sometimes going against the grain is necessary to really, really put the truth out here to our people. And that number is 646-478-4447. Again, the number is 646-478-4447. All right, so let's get into class and get everything situated here. And we have some special guests tonight calling in. We're waiting to call in from across the globe. We got some newer chapter calling in. They've been going through some mighty, mighty heavy situations out in the field each and every day. Really, and I'm talking really, really banging on this peck of wood, rallying and, you know, creating situations for our people to wake up. So we're giving a strong black power salute to our newer chapter. We're waiting on you to call in. We got us some Dallas, Texas, where we're expecting to call in. And, man, I'm not even going to begin to go into the works Dallas, Texas is doing. And I want to definitely send a strong black power salute to the Dallas, Texas chapter and their K-9 unit. And trust me, I'm ready to get a part of that myself. So black power to the Dallas chapter. We're expecting your call. And we got us some mighty, 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 mighty Norfolk, Virginia. We're expecting to call in, give a strong black power salute to Norfolk. And thank you, Norfolk chapter, for just, man, just the wonderful revolutionary African hospitality that y'all have shown me coming into your city, that you've shown the rest of our comrades and our national officials and regionals coming into your city for such a wonderful cultural event. Because, you know, some chapters deal with the political structure side of things a little bit more than the cultural. Some chapters deal with the cultural side. Some chapters just straight up deal with the defense side and the military side. But everybody comes together as a unit. But Norfolk has that culture side on lock with them African drums and just everybody in rhythm. And I love the way they actually make the people a part of the ceremony, of the drumming ceremonies, so everybody feels like they're at home. Our chairman did a wonderful job, as he always do, but we thank that mighty Norfolk chapter for setting up such a beautiful event. I'll be speaking in Norfolk roughly around, I'm waiting on a confirmation, round about the time of the 29th of next month of December in military preparedness. Be Ready or Be Dead, that is the name of my lecture at the House of Consciousness Bookstore. That's 635th Street, Norfolk, Virginia. All right, so let's get right into class now while we're waiting on our guests to call in. Laws of the Caucasian, and this is from a book called African Struggle Inherited by a very close comrade of mine. Actually, he's the president of another revolutionary organization I'm in, actually a part of, called United for Success, our brother Kabir Hadass. And everyone, Google up that name. And he wrote another book. This is actually his second book, African Struggle Inherited. Goes into a lot of detail about history on resistance and prisons. The history of right here of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I mean, this book is awesome book, family, awesome book, African Struggle Inherited. Make sure you get it. And also get his book, Black Power and the Destruction of White Supremacy in a Land Called America. That is the very first book dear brother wrote. And that book, I must honestly say, don't care how black you think you are, that book gonna make you feel like you black. All right? I mean, the brother goes into even down to the shoestrings. You know, we got to represent what we say we are about. So tonight's class will be based on our dear brother and my president, Bir Hadas. And we want to, again, give a strong black power salute to our national chairman, Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. Love you, comrade, and keep banging on this cracker, and we got your black. Laws of Caucasian. The black man and woman must create our own laws, constitutions, policies, rights, amendments, and our own forms of government. Let me say that again. Y'all should be writing this down. The black man and woman must create our own laws, constitutions, policies, rights, amendments, and our own forms of government. White laws never have and never will benefit black people. The sooner we realize this, the sooner we will be able to free ourselves. In this racist, decadent country, Africans have no law of our own and no protection from the existing law to seek, demand, or expect justice from a man who legalizes slavery is utterly ridiculous. To seek help from this same no-good peckerwood who brought us to the shores of white America, and the same cracker who legalizes slavery on an everyday basis, even now modern-day slavery, the chain gang through the prison and the prison system itself, is totally, utterly ridiculous. Stop cooning race first. It was white law that sanctioned Germans to kill thousands in Namibia. It was white law that sanctioned British to shoot blacks on sight in Zimbabwe. It was white law that sanctioned and gave power to the Portuguese, listen, to kill royal African families in Angola. It was white law that gave power to the French to kill our brothers and sisters in Guinea and Mali. The Asianto was a contract of law in 15th century signed by the Pope, kings of England and Spain to section off the motherland and ravish, rape, and plunder all of the children. It was white law, black man, that in 1884 that gave power for devils to assemble the Berlin Conference that was used to divide our mother Africa up for war. Now, if you don't know anything about the Berlin Conference, for one, Google it. Two, go to your library and do some research hands-on outside of what white Google is going to tell you, all right? But for those who are on the Internet right now, Google Berlin Conference, okay? And it is where this no-good bastard, I can't even call this cracker a king. The only king I know is the black man of the universe. So this cracker named Leopold set up the Berlin Conference, okay, to basically divide Africa into certain parts with other white folks. Just straight up gangsterize Africa, come in, take over the territory, disseminate parts of Africa to other slave masters and rapists and murderers and dogs and you name it, that's what they are, but separated different parts of Africa to these no-good crackers. That is what the Berlin Conference was about. It is now called the G8 Summit. In today's time, it's called the G8 Summit. All right? The major white nations who benefited and still benefit from this strategy are Britain, France, Portugal, Belgium, Spain, and Germany. And I'm going to add America. because during this time when the Berlin Conference was being held, America had already had a part of Africa before Leopold started to even disseminate different parts of our mother country. All right? Let me read that again to you. The major white nations who benefited and still benefit from this strategy are Britain, France, Portugal, Belgium, Spain, and Germany. So there's a fact for you, for all of those who continuously say, oh, well, you know, you can't blame today's white people for what their ancestors did back then. The hell if you can, because it states right here, the major white nations who benefited and still benefit, and you can add your cable company, your telephone company, your electric company, your water and your gas company. You can add your white cracker slumlord. You can add the welfare, Social Security. You can add all of these because they still benefit off of the back of the black man, black woman, and black child. The white man's law have always been vicious and will continue to be vicious to the African people. Don't look for anything else from this cracker but viciousness. American law protects, incites, justifies, and promotes African genocide. I'm going to read it again. I know some of y'all missed that, or you're frowning up your faces hearing all this talk about the white man. America's law protects, incites, justifies, and promotes African genocide. Our general, George Jackson, taught us that the ultimate expression of law is not order, it's prison. The ultimate expression of law is not order, family. George Jackson says it's prison. He said that there are hundreds upon hundreds of prisons and thousands upon thousands of laws, yet there is no social order, no social peace. Wow. The law and everything that interlocks with it was constructed for poor, desperate people like me. That means the black man, woman of North America. The black man's fear and the U.S. military validate the white man's laws. Our fear, brother and sister, and the U.S. military validates the white man's laws. So when the pigs come around, and it's 20 of y'all out on the block, and everybody's supposed to be gangster like that, everybody's supposed to be strapped like that, why is it when one pack of wood ride through the block, everybody scatters? You're dumping your guns and dumping your weed and you're dumping your foolishness because one weak cracker come around, just got off the rookie force yesterday, just got put on a beat 8 o'clock this morning, and you running from this pig. So your fear, black man, of the pig establishes the laws of the pig. Learning from my experiences of being a black man in America and doing intense research on our history and the white man's laws, which we all should know. If you say you're a revolutionary, there is no reason why you sitting up here doing foolishness, claiming you know the law, but you getting locked up over stupid stuff. Stuff revolutionaries ain't even supposed to be doing, which means to me and to many of us, you ain't studying, so eventually at the end of the night, you're in the way. We all should know the white man's laws. Huey Newton was very profound on knowing law. He would quote that law in the back of words so quick, that didn't really mean too much. He still shot and still brutalized, but know the laws, because you're not going to really beat this cracker with his laws, as our chairman clearly teaches us. You're not going to beat this white man with his laws because he changed the damn law each and every day. Right now, as I'm building with you on Black Power Radio, the white man is changing laws. All right? So let's get out of this we can win through the law war. You're not going to win with the master of wicked laws because he's the master of wickedness himself. So stop fearing this white man and giving him the ability to implement laws upon you within your own circumference, all right? The Cracker's Laws, they plainly allowed me to reach the conclusion that the white man practiced and built his entire judicial and criminal justice system off of the lives of black men, women, and children. Pretty much what I just wrapped up for you. When Europeans first built their colonies on the stolen land of America, they had no courts, no lawyers, no prosecutors, sheriffs, no trials, no bail, no sentences, lawsuits, verdicts, or mistrials. During the 16th, 17th, and 18th centuries, there was a lot of anarchy and disorganization amongst white people. Whites still had to try to control whites because, as we know, as natural devils, they are savages and beasts by nature, so they couldn't even control each other. Because of their evil nature, and if there wasn't any punishment, they would have simply destroyed each other again as the beasts and the wild savages that they are by nature. White crime was prevalent during all wars. The American Revolution and the Civil War produced white looters. Listen, white looters, not L.A. rioters, white robbers, white rapists, white prostitutes, white thieves, white burglars, and white arsonists. Criminals would be branded, whipped, flogged, tattooed, and fined. And the crackers still do that today. Literally, thousands of white-on-white murders, which is the best kind of murder, white-on-white rape, which is the best kind of rape, and white-on-white assault, which is the best kind of assault, but actually were unpunished. From the 1700s to the end of the Civil War, there were only about 20 penitentiaries in the whole country. The first penitentiary, notice the word penitentiary, all right, was started right here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. 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 Penitentiary. The first, the slave docks in Pennsylvania is called Penn's Landing. The biggest university here in the city of Philadelphia is the University of Pennsylvania. All right? And it all goes back to this cracker named William Penn, who was given this land by another no-good cracker named, here we go again with this damn king stuff, Cracker Charles. Okay? So Cracker Charles gave William Penn the name of the land and told him to call it Pennsylvania because William Penn wanted to name it New Wales or Sylvania. But the cracker Charles told him to name it Pennsylvania. So the first jail or penitentiary was started right here in Pennsylvania. All right? Let's see, where were we? Okay. There were hundreds of slaves. Let's back up a little bit. Pardon me. Most of these prisons were used for whites. There were hundreds of pens, county prisons, but they were used exclusively for our ancestors who have been captured while escaping or for our people who were extremely rebellious. Well, this is what they did to our Caribbean brothers and sisters, especially in Jamaica. Why do you think there's so many conscious artists, reggae artists, coming out of Jamaica? Because Jamaica was the land where the rebellion just couldn't be quelled. We just couldn't keep our mouth shut on the plantation. Hell, didn't the man who brought us our red, black, and green flag come from Jamaica? I'm talking about the Honorable Marcus Garvey. Huh? So we got to look at what we're really, really dealing with here, family. And they sent all the rebel slaves from Jamaica, sent them right here to the United States of America. And a lot of them came to Pennsylvania. Let me see. In the 1700s, laws and legislations began to pass concerning Africans, which remained recorded and became blueprints for the Just Us system, not the justice system, the Just Us system that we knew and experienced today. Up until the 1700s, Africans were killed, tortured, raped, without any questions asked. White slave master Martin Posey, write this cracker's name down, Martin Posey, P-O-S-E-Y, forced his slave to kill his wife and then kill him for doing it. Thousands of Africans were killed while being punished by white folks. Hemorrhages, internal bleeding, and blood loss was a common thing on the plantations. Thousands of Africans were even killed for trying to stop other whites from stealing property from their slave masters. Let me read that again. Thousands of Africans were even killed for trying to stop other slave masters from stealing property from their master. It's the same old analogy our dear brother Malcolm gave us. When the white man is sick, we say, "What's the matter, boss? We sick?" When the cracker's house is burning down, we the first one to put out the fire, praying that God stop the fire. But those in the field Negroes, are the ones praying that a strong wind or that God himself may keep the fire burning. But look at us, family. We're giving our lives protecting the slave master that put us in this condition in the first place from other slave masters. Well, that's going to the Christmas addict syndrome now. Because now, anytime we are willing to put our lives up for white folks, fighting against other white folks for white folks, you look foolish as hell. You were a good, trained Negro. That is the true definition of coon. K-K-K-O-N. Coon. Anytime we are dying by the thousands, family, for trying to stop other white folks from stealing from our slave masters, we were some good, trained Negroes. The whites who tried to steal the property would never be punished for killing another white man's slave. See? So after you running out of there, trying to protect Penelope and her property, the cracker blow your brains out and steal. Go home and eat some ham hocks and cut your private parts off and put them on his shelf as a souvenir and don't receive no trial, no jury, and no execution. Stop cooning, black man. Wake up, clean up, and stand up. Every day our black family was being castrated and lynched by publicly. We were burned at the stake. Our ancestors' bodies were mutilated beyond recognition. We were tarred and feathered. Now imagine the hot black tar that you see men hauling up from a cooker to repair roofs in your hood, black man, being poured on your entire body. Or, better yet, let me give you a better vision, being poured on your black woman's body. Imagine the cracker come, SWAT coming in your house, busting down your door, dragging your black woman out by her hair, and now pouring hot tar on your queen in front of you, black man. Afterwards, that would a cracker would douse hot tar with chicken feathers and humiliate your woman in front of you. What would you do, brother? What would you do in a situation like that? What would you do if the cracker just came in, dragged your woman out, and just started beating her ass to death with his nightstick? Or if he just blew her brains out in front of you? I can tell you right now, 85% of the black man today will kowtow, buck dance, coon, cry, bootlick, and run. You would run, black man. You wouldn't do nothing. And that's a shame because you say you're conscious. So we're going to take a small break, and we're going to go and check and see if we have any callers. What are we looking like on the line, Brother Sean? Our national communication, Brother Sean is always on the job. He's always on point. So it's my job now to relieve him some of that pressure. All right, Black Family? So King Samir is on the airwaves, ready to give it to you live and well.
We got VA on the line. We got a few others on the line ready. So whenever you want to take the call, ready.
All right, let's check the calls, and then we're going to bring out our guest, our Virginia, our mighty Virginia chapter right on. So let's go to the callers.
Black Power, you're on air, Black Power Radio. 757-237, you're on the air, Black Power.
All right, speak up if you're on the line.
757-237, you're on the air, Black Power Radio. We'll come back.
All right.
973-592, you're on the air, Black Power Radio, Black Power. Okay.
Don't be scared. If you call in, say something. Even if you just say Black Power and death to the cracker, say something.
862-216, you're on the air, Black Power Radio, Black Power.
Universal greetings of peace and revolutionary greetings of Black Power.
Black Power.
Peace. What's good, King Samir?
Who's calling?
This is Brother Hafiz.
Peace to God. I'm
hearing you.
What's going on?
You already know what it is, brother. You know we need to organize and strategize and get everybody on the same path, in the same mind frame, man. Tired of going around, it don't matter where you at, whether it's Irvington, New Jersey, and the pigs is rolling on you, or you in Tampa, Florida, or wherever the hell this damn beast is at. We supposed to give them hell, man, on a continuous basis. And you already know how I get down. It's like, if you recruit them, if you can't recruit them, recruit them. Because you already know what it is, man. You got all these cats talking this tough talk, this gangster talk. They walking up and down the block. Oh, I'll kill you. I'll kill you. Willie Lynch is definitely in effect, man. They got us. They got us. They got us, man. And it's like, I just can't fathom how you have these big, hard cock diesel brothers standing around doing this, that, and the third, and one fat, sloppy, jalopy cop jump out and everybody running. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What happened to the people?
Right.
Where's the heart at? You got heart when it's against your own people, but when you really need to do something for a cause, not just because, people is scared and they shook and they don't know what's going on. We got political prisons like Mumia Abu-Jamal speaking on Philly, coming up out of Philly, that's been incarcerated longer than some of these people's children's ages is, but then when they going up for trials, you don't even know who the hell these people are talking about. These kids don't know who Mumia is, but they know Waka Flocka Flame. Like, get real.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not mad at
Walker.
He's a young brother. I respect anybody that's licking off them gunshots. But who are you licking gunshots at and why? You know what I'm saying? For every action, there's a reaction. And, you know, I ain't going to be long. I'm definitely going to be strong. I'm trying to find a chapter down here in Tampa. I heard they got one. And once I get it, you already know how I'm going to get in. You know, I get in where I fit in, God.
I tell you what, give me a call or hit me up on the social site or whatever. I'm going to put you in contact with Tampa so you can get right with them.
Peace. That's what it do.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate you calling, Black Man. I miss you, soldier. And I know you holding the line, D, so I ain't even got to go there with you on that. But I'm glad your voice, Black Man, to see you still kicking his crackers behind, no doubt. And, you know, hold the line, Black.
Man, to tell no lies, claim no easy victories, man. I celebrated Thanksgiving the old-fashioned way. Had a big old feast, invited my neighbors, and then I killed them motherfuckers and stole their land. Fucking crackers.
That's right, Black Power, feast.
You know, peace, man. Black Power, man. Peace to the gods. You know what I'm saying?
Peace
to the
God.
7 and the 16. You know what I'm saying? Black Power.
His mighty brother Hafiz, strong comrade, always holding the line. No matter where he goes, that black man is holding the line. We appreciate you, brother Hafiz, definitely.
Right.
Take the next caller.
214-431, you're on the air, Black Power Radio, Black Power.
Hey, Black Power, Brother Drew X, Dallas, Texas.
Brother Drew, Black Power, sir, how are you, black man?
Oh, I'm staying busy down here, man. We constantly fighting 24 hours a day. I see y'all constantly teaching 24 hours a day.
That's right.
Good.
If you ain't teaching, you mouth Putin.
I'm sorry, brother, I missed that.
I said, if you ain't teaching, you mouth Putin. So it's either or. Teach or mouth Putin.
Right.
If you mouth Putin, you in the way.
I know that's right.
But listen, black man, since we got you on the line, VA, we coming right back to you. Sit tight, because you're next, VA, you're next. Brother, since the mighty Texas chapter is one of our special guests tonight, since you're right on, let's get right to the Dallas chapter and what's going on in Dallas. Let the radio listeners know the mighty works that y'all have been doing to uplift black people in Dallas.
Okay, right now we are getting ready to prepare to have an armed protest. The word is that the KKK is supposed to be in the Southern District of Dallas this coming weekend. And
Hold up one second. Did you say an armed maneuver, brother?
Yes, sir.
Please explain to the listening audience what that is.
That's suited and booted and grab your rifle and going out there and confront the enemy.
Now, do y'all hear that, radio listeners? Brother Drew, I want you to repeat that one more time, sir, please, so everybody can clearly get an understanding on this is the new Black Panther Party.
Okay, one more time.
It ain't about no pink liberation moves here. So for all of those, I'm going to let you tell it, Brother Drew. Please repeat that one more time to the audience, brother.
Okay, if the KKK come in the Southern District, the new Black Panther Party is organizing the community, the gangbangers and everybody. We told them all, grab your heat. The new Black Panther Party will be suited and booted and strapped. And we organize it with the gang, and we're telling everybody, grab your heat, because if they're going to disrespect us and come in the Southern District, then, you know, that's an act of war. And if that's an act of war, then we're gonna be prepared for an act of war. And that's the new Black Panther Party position on the Klan in our neighborhood.
Strong moves. See, so for all of those who are always talking about, oh, the Panthers ain't shit, y'all ain't doing nothing, y'all weak, and y'all ain't really about nothing, Dallas, Texas just told you exactly what we do. And this ain't only, to be really honest, this ain't just when Klan come around. All right? We don't just grab guns when Klan come around. We teach and train and deal with these kind of maneuvers on an everyday basis, family, because we are the ones who are on the front line. Huey Newton said we are the vanguard of our communities. And goddammit, if you ain't going to be no vanguard, sit to the side, make some other things happen. Okay, we need every part of this we can get. But right now, we're talking about a vanguard unit who is ready to fight this peck of wood face to face, this cracker down, and send his ass to the cemetery in self defense if necessary. And right about this time, it's very necessary.
Yes, sir.
All right. So, Brother Drew, could you do it? I mean, what else y'all got? I know y'all got a big garden down there. I know y'all got a K-9 unit now. What's really good going on in Texas? And I don't want you to tell everything, but just tell us what y'all have manifest already. That's good for the people, so the people in Dallas can know they can count on the Dallas chapter of the new Black Panther Party. What y'all got going on over there, man?
Another thing we're working on is trying to get transition homes, not just for people out of prison, but for the homeless. I figured, you know, when you're going to recruit, you got to have some recruitment. You have to have something to offer. So I took it on myself to go get a house and paid all the bills. So now I'm going to go out and recruit a family that's either homeless or maybe somebody in the eviction court and I'm going to put them in that house. And then part of that deal, them being in that house, they're going to go through political education. They're going to become a Panther. And after they get on their feet, we help them get on their feet, we're going to all chip in again and go get another house. And they, we're going to find another family. You see what I'm saying? We're going to do it like dope. We're going to keep on going and keep on going. We're going to get all the houses, all these wood and the boarded up houses, refurbish them, and put go out there and recruit the homeless, people being evicted, people out of prison. We're going to recruit Panthers this way. We're going to put them in these houses. And they'll be, I ain't going to say be loyal to us, they'll be thankful to us for somebody reaching out and, helping them. And we're going to keep that revolving door going with the transition house. That's one of our big projects. Another project that we're working on is like with these buttons. We get the button machine. These crackers have made an event for us to sell buttons for every event. We got buttons. You got football teams, baseball teams. Hell, if they want some Christmas buttons, we'll have our little cubs go out there and sell them Christmas tree buttons. So this is going to be huge, brother, with these buttons. Because so every event in the world, you can make a button. You know what I mean?
Now, wait a minute. Now, hold up.
I know what you heard.
See, it's a whole other realm now. See, this is the King Samir Stockoonin show now.
Okay. Let me clarify a little bit on the Christmas tree buttons. We're not trying to sell the paws into our people, but crackers into Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
They into Christmas. Why not sell them some Christmas buttons? Why not take their money and let them finance us? You see what I'm saying?
Go ahead. They into this.
We're not trying to sell it to our people. We're going to sell it to the ones into it. And they ain't got to be in uniform when we sell it. They don't know we're Panthers.
I was definitely about to say, just don't sell it in uniform.
Just like the Texas Rangers game, right? The Texas Rangers, that was their first time ever making it to the damn playoffs. So if we'd have had the buttons, that machine, we'd have made it a killing, brother.
Yes, sir.
They ate that up. So that's just on our economical aspects, and you see the transition now, trying to help people. We recruiting. I'm getting all kind of calls off this Facebook. I never did join this Facebook. Everybody kept saying, get on Facebook. So now that I've got on Facebook, I see it could be beneficial as far as helping recruit. Because there's people on Facebook from all parts of the land, all over the region. So as soon as I get off this line, I'm going to put a recruitment request on Facebook. Because I see I got calls today, and that surprised me. I wouldn't even, first someone sent me a message and said, you in Dallas? I said, yeah, I'm in Dallas. Next, I sent them a phone number. They called me. They had three more brothers ready to go.
Excellent.
Yeah. Then the next thing we're working on is building up this region, and we want a chapter at least an hour away from every city that we have from in our southern region. That's our goal, to have a chapter 1 hour away for backup. When we need them, we got anybody needs somebody in New Black Panther Party, it shouldn't take no longer than an hour to get to them. That's the goal.
Hmm.
And after we get that, we'll break it down to 30 minutes. You see what I'm saying? We're not going to stop, brother. I'm in it to win it. You can't get out. You can't get out, so you might as well keep on going. That's just some of the thoughts of the Dallas Texas chapter. We got a little more adversaries down here, but we're going to let the creator shake them off. And we'll keep on going.
Okay. Now, let me say this. Since we're talking about Facebook.
Okay.
I gotta clear the air a little bit about this Facebook stuff. Family, this is just not directed at you, Brother Drew. This is more specifically to all Panthers. All right?
Uh-huh.
Stop airing out internal problems on Facebook. Now that I got that out, Brother Drew, we're back to the show.
I heard you the other night on the conference call, and that was one thing that I'm glad you said that, Brother King Samir, because when I got on Facebook, I said, whoa, man, I didn't know this kind of shit that goes on Facebook. You know, you would think everybody's smiling and happy. It was more war against black on Facebook. shit than I've seen out here in the world.
Facebook is the project.
I see what it is. Okay. I mean, but you know, like, I hadn't been on it but a few months, so I said, dang, man. But I'm glad people noticing that, and I see it slowing down since Brother Malik's speech the other day on the national radio.
That's right.
Kind of died down a little bit, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but like I said, it's good to see you. You know, the one thing about being a member of the New Black Panther Party is good to see that there's other people that's even stronger than you and also more serious than you. You know, I'm just saying you, Brother Sean, and Sister Amira up there, I appreciate that because, you know, sometimes you look around and you don't see that in your own city, but you see these brothers outside your city. You know what I'm saying? When we had that one incident, to be honest, it was only me in Dallas, Texas, standing up. Everybody else left. I was the only one at the damn meeting. And I said, damn, well, this is rough. But now we've grown. The day we had 12 members come into me, I took some pictures. Actually, I'm gonna send them to the NDP HQ headquarters. But it's good to see other brothers as strong as you. Like I said, up there teaching political education. Congratulations to Brother Sean on his promotion. I mean, it's good. I mean, that's good. You know, we all supposed to be proud of everybody's accomplishment. And good to see brothers doing
that. Oh, that's right. That's right. And Brother Sean, you didn't even correct me. Family, I apologize. Pardon my circumference, family. Brother Sean is our national spokesman for the New Black Panther Party, and we must give this black man a black power salute on that because he deserved it. Brother been doing hard work. He don't take no for an answer. Follows instructions to the T and keeps our chairman proud and makes sure our chairman has what he needs. So black power, Brother Sean, on your new promotion, comrade. Let's go, black man. Let's go.
Hey, black power.
Black power on that, Brother Sean. Yeah, so that's pretty
much
that, man. We stay busy, Brother King Samir, Brother Sean, Sister Mira. We busy. I mean, we growing. We are restructuring. You know, we got a lot of youth now. That's what I'm after. I'm after the youth, man. I'm tired of these seasoned veterans and battling with them. I'm after the youth. I'm after the youth, and like I said, and we'll use the transition house to recruit people into the party.
Yes, sir. All right. That's excellent, black man. And to that I would say, Brother Drew, and I know I can pretty much speak for our national spokesman as well. Brother, we truly give thanks for you. You know, and the work that y'all are doing in Dallas, Texas. And always keep this in mind, Black, because I always strive to stay as humble as I possibly can to our people, and especially our fellow comrades, that we're only as strong as our weakest chapter. We're only as strong as our weakest comrade. And together, we can pull together and raise up one another, and we all could be that mighty force on the same page. So when we all make that left face, or when we all do that mighty war salute in the name of our chairman, this cracker will hear that war salute 5,000-6,000 miles away, feel the earth shaking. So we all have to strengthen each other, brother. That's all we're here for, to strengthen each other.
Black
and
power,
I definitely humbly appreciate your blessing, sir.
Thank you, sir.
All right, so keep us posted, Brother Drew, and we thank you for being our guest tonight, one of our many, many guests we have coming in. And make sure we got Brother Hakeem calling in. We need to hear some Hakeem back, man. We need fire from Brother Hakeem, so make sure we have him call in for us real quick. All right?
Black Power.
All right, Black Power, Brother Drew, in the mighty Dallas, Texas chapter. In the southern region, they're getting busy down there, family. They're getting busy. See, we're not just about talking, man. These brothers and sisters get ready to go face the Klan. You know, a lot of us scared to even say white man out of our mouth. But we hear you have members and actually the new Black Panther Party going to face the cracker. Coming in our hood like they owning something. But we're going to show them a thing or two. All right? And like we always do, it ain't nothing new. We stand up for black people, whether black people want to stand up for themselves or not. Black power to that. Let's bring mighty, mighty Norfolk on. Are they still on, Brother Sean?
We got a slew of calls. I got to find them. They in here somewhere. Let's just go down the line here.
All right, let's go on down the line.
862-216, you're on the air with Black Power Radio. Black Power. 862-216, you're on the air, Black Power. All right, let's keep it moving. We'll come back to you. Let's see here. 973-592, you're on the air, Black Power Radio, Black Power.
Black Power, this is Brother Dashaun. Congratulations, Brother Sean, on your new post. And it's always good to hear King Samir. King Samir, I just have one question there, brother, one question. Why
Black
can't
Power,
you play...
Dashaun, what's happening, Jake?
Well, first of all, I just wanted to let you know that the Irvington, New Jersey Police Department is going buck wild up here on our people. As you can see, we just finished covering the story on that. There was a peaceful protest demonstration, and the demonstration was in protest of a sister who was killed on November 16th, a pregnant sister. The citizens had a right to march. They had a permit, and the Irvington Police Department, as I said in my report, vamped on the crowd. So we just wanted our people to know that despite having a black president and having blacks in authority, that doesn't mean that our oppression has ended. Because Irvington, New Jersey has a black mayor, but our national minister of culture, Brother Zaid Muhammad, was on the scene and he was taking charge of his post, acting like the general that he is.
Mm-hmm.
And what I just wanted to ask you, King Samir, and I don't want to stay in the line. King Samir, you know I love you, but one question, and I've asked you this since I've known you. Why can't you play nice like the other children, brother? That's all I want to know. In the 6 years that I've soldiered with you, brother, why can't you play nice? Why can't we just all be Americans and just have our little white women and our white girlfriends? Why do you hate the white man so much?
That's not my life.
Black Power family, brother Sean, once again, congratulations on your new post. I'm on my way to D.C. to cover a new story. I'm in this airport right now waiting on my plane,
okay.
But... Y'all just made the time go by quickly. I'll think of y'all when I get on this airplane. Black Power Hotel.
And brother, we thank you for that report. We thank you for that report from New Jersey. And definitely, and from my understanding, the mayor, the black mayor, was actually supposed to be speaking at that rally as well.
Yes, sir.
So,
he was, brother.
Yeah, okay.
He was. And he met with the people the night before, telling them that everything was going to be all right. You understand that this is the thing. Mayor Wayne Smith knows better because Mayor Wayne Smith comes from an activist background. He was in the Nation of Islam of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and there were certain people at that rally, like Brother Zaid Muhammad, our National Minister of Culture, who goes back 30 years with Wayne Smith. So we know Mr. Smith. We know Mayor Smith. He has an activist background. He stood up against police brutality. So for him to allow his officers to go buck wild like that is beyond us. But we definitely called him on the carpet. He did show up, though, to have the prisoners released.
Okay. All right. Well, and to answer your question, Dashaun, it's not my job to play nice. I was always in the sandbox by myself.
I know, brother.
I stayed in timeout my entire childhood, brother. So
sir.
I'm never going to play nice when it comes to this cracker.
Yes, sir.
I just can't play nice to Penelope. I would
slap
Penelope, slap the skin off of Penelope, burn Penelope, set her on at the stake and burn her some more, because Penelope deserves death and destruction.
Kings Amir, you have the right last name, brother. They said Shabazz was the rebel. That's what we love about you, brother.
Thank you, black man. Appreciate you. Love you, Dashaun. Keep up
Likewise.
The good work you doing, black man. And I need you to send me a copy of that interview you and I did in New York.
Oh, brother, you'll get that, dear family. You'll get that, and I'm quite sure,
Thank
brother,
you,
we don't. If you don't have it first, brother, I'm sure the FBI, you know, they'll get it before both of us.
Well, I just hope you don't give it to them first.
No, no, brother, I'm not talking about me. You know how these bastards are, brother. No, sir, but no one came to me. Brother Sean, may I make a quick announcement real quick?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Well, concerning the DVD, the interview that King Samir Shabazz is speaking about, the magazine... The TV magazine show that I host and that I currently write for and help to edit, the Movement magazine, will be coming out sometime early next year, late January or early February. And the interview that King Samir is talking about was October when I interviewed our national chairman and King Samir Shabazz and Charles Barron and other people. That's going to be out sometime, as I said, early 2011, late January, early February. That's the DVD. That's a sample of what my show entails. It's a sample of what the magazine entails, and I'm going to be posting up more information on Facebook because we're looking for writers and columnists as well as poets.
Okay.
So thank you, brother.
Keep us posted, Black man.
Thank you. Black Power family.
Black Power. Uhuru, be safe in your travels. Brother Sean, who we have next?
All right. 908-596. You're on the air with Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Black Power, all power to the people, to all my comrades and my brothers and sisters in the struggle. This is Brother Bashir Akinyele, former chairman of the Newark chapter, New Black Panther Party, coordinator for the Stop the Self-Genocide campaign, active member and organizer for the Newark Anti-Violence Coalition. The thing that I heard Brother Dashan talk about, when he talked about the police vamping on the people in Irvington, that was our one of, I think this that was our 70th peace rally that been organized by the Newark Anti-Violence Coalition.
And I'm so, glad you called in, Black man. Because you was on my mind, and I was trying, I was praying, I said, I hope I share somebody from Newark calls in. I'm brother. May Allah bless you. Thank you.
I appreciate that. But again,
yeah,
I just want to give a strong. Well, let me first say congratulations to you, Brother Sean, on the promotion. That's what's up, man. You know, Black Power, that's what's up, brother. You know, you're doing great work, and I know you will continue to do great work and serve the people, mind, body, and soul.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, brother. Black Power.
Black Power, big brother.
Brother Bashir.
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Yeah. Could you give an analysis on the whole... What is the Newark Anti-Violence Coalition about? What is the objectives?
Sure.
I mean, could you let the people know the great works that Newark is doing with these Anti-Violence Coalition? Because I know y'all have a lot of support with Sister C Asia.
Right.
You know, I know y'all have some strong support, man. So could you tell the listening audience more about the Newark Anti-Violence Coalition?
Well, you know, first and foremost, let me give, again, a strong liberation greetings to all the comrades and the new Black Panther Party, Black Power and all power to the people. To all my nationalist brothers and sisters, Hotep, you know, Shalafia Ni, to all the brothers and sisters, street soldiers, Crips, Bloods, what's popping, what's cracking, you know. You know, I have to go down the list, brother, you know, but all in all, my power and all power to the people. And, of course, to my Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, you know. But just like Kala would say to the brothers and sisters on the block, what's up, you know.
What's up?
But real strong, the Newark Anti-Violence Coalition was formulated on July 20th of 2010 in response to a Black woman by the name of Nakisha Allen, who was murdered in cold blood on a Monday. July 20th was on a Monday, about 1:30 in the afternoon. She was walking home from the store, and she was murdered in cold blood by us, unfortunately, by the community. Someone in the community shot and killed her, and she had two kids. So a call rang out from our good brother, Brother Raz Baraka, the son of Amiri Baraka. A call went out.
Yes, sir.
A text went out. So all community leaders and organizations and organizers that come together to use civil disobedience to shut down traffic, all right, to block traffic, to highlight the issue of violence that's plaguing the Black community. And what we mean by violence, brothers and sisters, we're talking about domestic violence. We're talking about black-on-black violence, or black-to-black violence, like we say up here, black-to-black violence, and as well as police violence. So, you know, being fed up with the violence that's plaguing the African and Latino community in the city of Newark, we came together. We came together, and about 6 o'clock that evening, we shut traffic down without a police permit. Without a police permit. We did not file for police because we were using civil disobedience to do that. And we were willing to go to jail that day. We were willing to go to jail because fed up with the violence that's plaguing our community, because we're dying, you know, and everybody's ignoring this issue, you know. So that's you know, that's the little bit of history of the coalition. And since then, July 20th, every single Wednesday, we've shut down traffic in the city of Newark. It's been 70 weeks, and going strong. We've held, in between that, we've held town hall meetings and forums and so forth and so on. But every Wednesday, we shut traffic down, at least in Newark, to highlight the issue of violence that's plaguing our community. But this past November 24th, we got a, you know, one of an active participant in our Stop the Violence rallies was shot and killed, a pregnant woman. She was murdered in a drive-by shooting. You know, so she was, her name was Selena Baines. She was 6 months pregnant. She had three boys, and she was shot on November 16th, the week before that, walking out of the store. She was shot and killed by us, unfortunately, and two other brothers. It was two other brothers that were shot and killed. And let me just make a little note. Selena Baines' brother was killed last year. In November of last year, 2009, we did a rally for him and everything
I'm about to ask you, isn't that the brother that was shot by the pigs?
Right, exactly. Ahmaud McCree.
Okay, yes.
You know?
Wow.
Unfortunately, Selena was killed by us, you know. So, you know, we went up to organize a peace rally. And since we were leaving Newark, we wanted to do things a little bit different. We did file for a permit. We did all the paperwork to get to secure a permit, and from the meeting with the police director Michael Chase, and let me just say this, I can't stress this over and again, he is a pig to the core. So you know, I'll get back to him in a minute. But we met with him, we sat down with him, and logistically planned out the peace rally. And he told us the particular type of permit we needed. We did the paperwork on it. He said, attach a letter explaining in detail what the peace rally was going to be about. We did that as well. And we paid for the permit, which was $32, you know. Mm-hmm. And 2 days, you know, it takes 3 days for the police department to process it. But they processed it by Friday. The police chief signed it. And we went ahead with our peace rally. Long story short, Wednesday come around. The next week comes around, Tuesday, we get a call from the mayor, Mayor Wayne Smith, who called me personally and said that he was coming to the rally. That, in fact, wanted to maybe even say a few words. And then later on that evening, there was an anti-violence pre-Thanksgiving dinner organized by a brother named Thomas Ellis. He has an anti-violence organization called Enough is Enough Coalition, but he's also part of the Newark Anti-Violence Coalition. And,
yes, Brother Ellis. Yes, sir.
Right. And Mayor Wayne Smith was invited to speak. He was one of the keynote speakers, and he said publicly that he would be present at the peace rally on Myrtle and Madison Avenue. So, you know, Wednesday come around, we think everything is good. We proceed to go into the intersection to circle up and do our peace rally, man. And of course, you know, like traffic, because there were no police there. So we're assuming that police were going to eventually show up and begin to cordon off traffic so we can do this peace rally. So as opposed to, let me back up. When the traffic ensued, you know, the police, the people were like, we're going to call the police, you know. So we said, call the police. We have a permit to be here. Once the Irvington police showed up, you know, that's when all hell broke loose. They immediately began to attack us. They beat many members of the coalition. They pepper sprayed many of us. They arrested six members of the coalition, Brother Lamont Muhammad, who was a member of the Nation of Islam. They arrested Chuvi. We call him Chuvi. He's a revolutionary or progressive member of the Bloods out here who's been doing anti-violence work for since day one with the Newark Anti-Violence Coalition. They arrested him. They arrested our comrade and our brother, Sharif Amenhotep, who's the field marshal for the Newark chapter of the New Black Panther Party. They arrested Cassandra, another community activist out of the city of Newark. They arrested two sisters who joined the Newark Anti-Violence Coalition because their brother was shot and killed, unfortunately, by the
cops
on South 10th Street and Park Avenue in Newark and Brick City, you know. So, you know, Brother Zaid, I thank the Creator and the ancestors always for our big brother. You know, he's a long time veteran activist, man. You know, been doing great work in our community around this country for a long time. He regrouped, and let me just say this: the coalition is made up of many organizations like the Nation of Islam and the New Black Panther Party. And the New Black Panther Party has been playing the leading role in the coalition. And Sharif has been doing it. Field Marshal Sharif has been doing a great job, you know, helping to lead the coalition. You know, so Brother Zaid being there, he regrouped the coalition, and he marched us, all of us, to the Irvington Police Department. We held a rally there, and then we all went in, the members of the Newark Anti-Violence Coalition, as well as the community. You know, we all went in there, and we would not leave the police station. I mean, I basically almost took it under siege, you know, until our comrades were released. And, you know, eventually five of them were released, Brother Sharif, Truvi, or Lamont Vaughn, and Amira, Taya, Cassandra. You know, charges still pending, but, you know, we were able to get them out. But it took heavy negotiations, and, again, I want to thank up our big brother, James and Toomey, long-time veteran, pioneer, black power activist. He came down because he's very supportive of the Newark Anti-Violence Coalition and very supportive of our national chairman, Brother Malik Zulu Shabazz.
Yes, he is.
Down and helped negotiate Brother Larry Ham, long-time veteran activist, chairman of the People's Organization for Progress, came down, including the mayor himself, Mayor Wayne Smith, came down because he knew that the police was absolutely incorrect and that he scheduled to be there. He was running a little late, but by the time he showed up, you know, we had all, you know, some of our comrades I got arrested. But, you know, with the help of them and, you know, as well as the members of the Newark Anti-Violence Coalition, we were able to, and Brother Zaid Muhammad, National Minister of Culture, New Black Panther Party, we were able to negotiate the release of five members of the Newark Anti-Violence Coalition. Unfortunately, one brother is still in, and that's Lamont Muhammad, who represents Muhammad's Mosque, number 25, in Newark, Nation of Islam. He's still in there. In fact, they sent them down to the Essex County Jail. We call it in Bricks. In Brick City, we call it the Green Monster, you know. But that's where he's at, and so we're still trying to get him out, as well as get these charges dropped. All of those brothers and sisters, or five of them, go to court on Monday, November the 29th, I believe it is. They go to court this Monday, and at 9 o'clock. So we're all converging on Irvington Municipal Court. But again, Police Chief Chase, man, is a pig to the core. I can't stress that enough. I can't, you know, I just can't believe, you know, somebody like that. Then again, I can't believe, and this is what the system does. You know, they let Negroes like him be in position of so-called power to run buck wild on our people. So, you know, so I take that back. I can understand that. But you know, like I said, he fucked up. And if I can say that, I don't know if I can say it on block radio, but
this is revolutionary radio. We don't sugarcoat here, black man. Not while I'm hosting anyway.
Okay.
You know? But we thank you, Brother Bashir, you know, for unfortunate turn of events for such a positive move that, you know, y'all are continuously doing. And I'm always paying attention to what's going on with the Newark Anti-Violence Coalition. I've seen a few other incidents that have gone on before, earlier in y'all maneuvering.
Yes,
so, you know, I have been, you know, doing my field marshal job, you know, keeping
and
abrupt on what's going on.
My comrade, I'm sorry, Brother Samir, Black Power, Big Brother, I'm so sorry, Brother. I'm so sorry, Brother. Black Power, Brother Samir, it's great to hear from you. And congratulations on your promotion. I heard that you are now the national field marshal. That's what's up, Black Power.
Yes, sir.
But we this is the third time actually, you know, a police agency has attacked the Newark Anti-Violence Coalition. It happened twice in Newark, you know, but again, due to our persistence and our vigilance and our commitment to the people, man, you know, we backed the things down in Newark, you know.
Okay.
You know, they kind of respect what we do, you know, but that's through consistency, man. But, you know, right. Irvington and other little towns, man, the police are running buck wild. And it don't matter if the pigs are black or white. You know, a pig is a pig, and they're going to act accordingly. There's only a few pigs I know, and one happens to be DeLacy Davis, who started an organization called Black Cops Against Police Brutality, who, as a police officer, one time as a police officer, you know, he spoke out against, you know, within the ranks of the police department, spoke out against, of East Orange, spoke out against police brutality and created an organization, a whole movement behind him for a minute, you know. But he's only few that I knew that actually fought police brutality within the ranks of the police department. That was due to brothers like Zaid and, our big brother, original Black Panther, Daruba Nuwahad, you know, popping with him, man. You know, revolutionizing his brother, you know, to the point where he was moved to do something like that. So that's why organizations like the New Black Panther Party is absolutely important in our community, man, and in America and throughout the world, and because masses of people need to be revolutionized and politicized, you know, so that when shit go down like that, brother, they have a whole another perspective in terms of how to deal with our people.
Yes, sir, brother. We thank you for calling in, giving us your war report, and
yes,
it's very vital. That all, I will and pray that all of our listeners was writing this information down, because
yes,
at the end of the night, after you read this information, Brother Bashir just gave, you will clearly see the white man is the devil. Police don't love you.
Yes.
I mean, what more do we need to hear? What more do we need to see, black family? Seriously, what more do we need to see? These pigs are nothing more than barbecue roast at the end of the night.
Yes, sir. Brother,
straight
brother,
up.
Brother Sean, could I, Sister Mary, can I leave just a few contact numbers for brothers?
Yes, sir.
They
yes,
want to get in contact. Well, of course, you know, we're on Facebook heavy. You can check out Facebook at Newark Anti-Violence Coalition. You can contact me. My name is Brother Bashir Akinyele. I'm a member and organizer of the Newark Anti-Violence Coalition. My cell phone number is area code 908-956-3523. And we also have a video website called IOF. It's all family at YouTube. When you go on YouTube, you can go IOF. It's all family. All right, so I just want to leave that information, family. And, again, I want to thank you, comrades, for real, Brother Samir, Brother Sean. Let me get it right. National Field Marshal, Brother Samir. National
yes,
Spokesman, Sean, Brother Sean. And National Assistant, right, to Brother Malik, Sister Mira, right? Let me get it right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I want to thank you, family, for real. And Newark Chapter is going strong. I am still a member. I may not be the chairman, but I'm – a member of the Newark Chapter. The Newark Chapter is doing well under the leadership of
yes,
brothers Aid, of course, Divine, who are over that region, and Sister Keisha, who's the chief of staff there, doing a great job.
Yes, sir. Brother Bashir, we thank you for the war report, black man.
Yes, sir.
Y'all be safe out there. Keep my phone, you know, keep my phone number in the front of your head.
Yes, I certainly
all right,
will, brother. Yes, sir. Stay strong, family.
All right, you're going to hold
your
life, black man. Thank
yes,
you, brother, this year.
Black power. Power to the people.
Black power.
Even World War.
All right, family. So, I mean, hey, you should be juiced up by now. You're starting to see how the New Black Panther Party really, really gets it in. You know, so this is for all the – this is – Brother Sean, we're going to call this – this is to all the haters show. This is to all the haters. We're dedicating this show specifically to you because we love you so much. If it wasn't for your hate, we couldn't motivate. And I'm going to say black power to that. Let's take the next caller so we can get the mighty force of the Mid-Atlantic region, that Norfolk, Virginia. So let's take a few calls and get Norfolk, Virginia on the line.
All right, 904-705, you're on the air, Black Power Radio, Black Power. Black Power, how you doing, Brother Sean and Brother Mikel, Jacksonville, Florida?
Uh-oh.
Pastor Potter for self. Brother, you know, I'm feeling it tonight.
Yes, sir, Brother Mikel. How are you?
I hope all the brothers in the state of Florida, all the sisters are linked up. We bringing a chairman to Florida in January, brother. And we need all that we can get, brother, from everybody. So I'm open to suggestions. Congratulations on your selection, brother, as a national spokesman. Brother Sean and Brother Keith and Mill, congratulations as well as the choice
you,
and
sir.
Voice of the national field marshal.
Yes,
you got it hot down here in Florida, brother. Every time I do something, they bring up, brother. So we got to bring you to Florida, brother, after we get the show. Every time
let's
I go
do
out,
it like that.
That's the first time they bring up is King Samir. So we got to get you here, brother.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I just wanted you to give a little message out to the state of Florida, brother King Samir. Yes, sir.
All right. We
okay,
appreciate
you
your call. Mighty
yes,
Florida, and get me there as soon as possible, brother. I'll be more than happy to deal with whatever y'all need done. That's
definitely
my job. I'm a servant of the people, black man.
Sir, and I want you to give a shout-out to Sister LaShika Shanae from Jacksonville.
Okay, Sister LaShika, I want to send a strong black power out to her. Hold the line, black woman, hold the line, because we can't do this without the black woman. I was just on a radio show earlier, and a sister called in and asked a question about what is the role of the black woman in the struggle and independence, because the topic of the conversation was, is genocide justice for the white race? So in annihilating the white race, the sister asked, where's the room, where, you know, is there room for the black woman? And I'm going to say, just like I said then, I'm going to say it again, there is no war without the black woman. Straight up. Even, you know how the crackers became so victorious? Them white women. Got in the factory, they put them bullets together, put them shells together, and start doing all textiles, and that's when the whole era of white women's liberation came in. You see what I'm saying? So we cannot do any of this. I don't care what these Negroes is popping off at their mouth about, all this black woman is God stuff, and come on, stop that. Don't try to start a feminist movement in the name of black power. Stop doing that madness. But we understand the black woman is the goddess because we are twin halves of the same essence, as our black power general teaches us, Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. So we cannot do any of this without the black woman by our side, or I'm going to take it a step further, even in front of us. So to all the sisters in Jacksonville, hold the line. We love you, Queens, because it takes a strong black woman of today, of all this white supremacy going on, black man, it takes a very strong and serious black woman to stand up and say, you know what, I want to be free right next to my black man. And we got to honor and respect those sisters even more than we do just the general black woman we see every day.
Thank you, Brother King Samir.
Yes, sir.
I love you.
And Black Power.
All right, Black Power.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's try to get some VA on the line. 7575581. You're on the air. Black Power Radio. Black Power. 7575581. Black Power. You're on the air.
It sounds like a VA number.
Yeah, it's VA. Hold on. 757237. You're on the air. Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Black Bible, brother.
Black Power.
VA?
Brother Khalid, North of Virginia.
Black Power, comrade. What's going on?
Everything black, brother. Black Power.
All right, all right. What is the mighty VA pulling off for this cracker hella day?
Oh, number one, we feed the homeless brother on Wednesday. We even help the neighbors, help the serve the food. I give a shout out for the sister to help passing out the food, and also some crackers, some black crackers. They crackers too. They put us off an Norfolk State campus for passing out flags, but that's an honor. I don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Also, I'm fighting deprivation people. All of us fighting every day with our everyday life. But I always say, keep strong. Don't give up for nothing. I don't care. Don't be scared. You can't be scared and be a goddamn revolution. Freedom or death. That patch means freedom or death means you got to sacrifice, maybe sacrifice your motherfucking life. You can't be scared. You can't halfway be no Panther. You can't be no Panther on a meeting day. Scared to be a Panther in the street wherever you go at. I don't care wherever you go at, still be a Panther.
Mm.
Change for nobody. I don't care if you're going through pain, relationship, the hell what you're going through. You got to keep pushing.
Mm.
You can't be no event from the league and everybody come down national. You got to be yourself regardless who you around. Don't change up. Black power.
Black power. I absolutely agree. Black man, very strong and vital words. There's a lot of our people, you know, think this is a joke, you know.
Yes,
but tonight we're dedicating this show to all the haters. So all the haters know that the new Black Panther Party feeds people. They know that we have clothing drives. They know that we out in the field banging with the pigs in New Jersey and Philly and New York and VA and the whole East region, you know, the entire party. You know, they're now seeing and hearing it for themselves on what we do all across the region. I wish we, brother, and in fact, you know who I forgot to mention that should be calling in as our other special guest, our England and France chapters, our overseas chapters. We have chapters set up in Africa now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, so the new Black Panther Party is doing the work, man. So, brother Khalid, let me ask you this question, Black man. Tell the people, what is the aura of Black people in Norfolk, Virginia? I mean, because it's so close to Jamestown. I mean, this is, you know, as the crackers teaches us, the first landing of the African Black man and Black woman coming to the shores of North America was right in Jamestown, Virginia. So what is the aura and the mindset of Black people in the city of Norfolk?
I'm glad you asked that question, brother. A lot of them got them shook up and scared, Willie Lynch, but they hungry. You know, they got a slavery mentality because we know where the slavery was here first. So they shook up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
They like dry bones in the goddamn valley. They mentality.
Mm.
So we trying to shake them up, wake them up, goddamn stand them up. You know what I'm saying? With the help of King Samir, let me say this. The Philly chapter that came to help us out. Because when you got a friend in need, he's a friend indeed. He didn't come to look good because he know if we needed help. So we both to help each other. So this brother came with his comrade, came down to help out. You know what I'm saying? Before the chairman even came, he was here by himself on the bus. And the Virginia chapter was goddamn right there. You know what I'm saying? I want to let this be known. That this brother, I think Brother King Samir, not because he's on national, because he's a brother first. We got to be brother and sister first.
That's right.
I thank him for trusting me to be having posts with Malik. And I thank Brother Michael, you know what I'm saying, with the Virginia chapter, Brother Hotech, everybody. Even though we go through things, but we still family. I love even when I put my goddamn life on the line. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'd like to thank everybody for the Virginia chapter and all around different cities for standing up because of freedom or death. That's not no goddamn easy job being a Panther. But goddamn, some people, they want to be a Panther but be a Pink Panther. And we got some cubs. We got to raise them goddamn cubs up, meaning raise them up with their mentality. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
that Virginia, we knew Eddie, but we're getting stronger. So all I'm laying here, but I'm going to speak for my brothers and sisters, my comrades. You know, we go through things, but we still soldiers. And I'm on the line, Brother Khalid, from last Sunday, no more Negro stuff. No, no more Negro shit. Peace and love. Black power.
Black power, black man. Coming out of the mighty city of Norfolk, VA, not too far from the first settling of the slaves, the black man and the black woman, Jamestown, Virginia. And, brother, I want to thank y'all again for the wonderful revolutionary and African hospitality y'all have shown me and Brother Sean coming into your city just, you know, to carry out the orders of our national chairman. That's all. You know, we're nothing, well, I'm speaking for myself, but I'm nothing more than just a brother. Black man. I just care about our people, you know, and where we're going in the struggle today, man. I care, you know, so I'm not no celebrity, you know, I'm not none of that. I'm a slave that's going to be free. It's no longer a matter of want to be free. Damn it, I'm going to be free, regardless to whom or what. And I know that's what we all want, and we deserve that. But we got to get ourselves right. We got to clean up our own temple first. That's where it all starts. That's where the murder of Willie Lynch starts, family. If you want to murder Willie overnight, you got to kill Willie and you overnight. So tomorrow morning when you look in that mirror at your beautiful black face, you have a decision to make. Are you going to let Willie go, or are you going to continue to uphold and uplift Willie's ideology of the founding principle of America, and that is white supremacy? So you have a very, very, very valuable and real question to ask yourself tomorrow morning. Are you going to let Willie go? Is Willie going to continue to stay in your temple, and is Willie going to stay in your temple and continue to control you? And that's what we have to do. We got to start the war in ourselves first. You got to kill this cracker in you. All right? So let's. We have any more calls, brother?
No, sir. That's everybody so far. You can just keep rolling, black man.
All right. Well, I tell you what. We want to hear from you. Oh, yeah, don't think you're going to get away tonight, black man. We must hear from our national spokesman. It's only proper respect and proper protocol. We must hear for this last half an hour from our national spokesman, Brother Sean Quali.
Well, definitely black power to the listening audience, and it's been a power-packed show. This time has flown by, and I mean it's more to come. I'm just here to say it like this, National Field Marshal, you said it right, and I'm gonna reiterate that. Hell, it's the year of the Panther. Year of the Panther. If you have not made up your mind to join and close ranks with the New Black Panther Party for self-defense, something is damn wrong with you. We on the front lines, and ain't nobody else talking about confronting no Klan. I'm just saying, ain't nobody out there, you know what I'm saying? Any other space in the world, you're not talking about confronting no Klan. You know what I'm saying? And the New Black Panther Party is on the front lines. And so we just want to make sure that those who have not yet either become a part of the Vanguard or become a part of the general membership, yeah, you email us at nbpphq@yahoo.com, nbpphq@yahoo.com, and just tell us what your talent is and what you'd like to offer the black nation, and we're ready to go to work. The National Field Marshal got instructions. You know what I'm saying? And that's really what I have to say. I have to say that we must make Panthers throughout the hells and smells of North America. We must make J. Edgar Hoover's bones shake in the casket. We must make them the damn FBI's job a lot harder. We got to make it a lot harder. We got to give them a lot more Panthers to look at. We got to give the CIA a lot more people to spy on. And you agent provocateur, So we got to give you something else to do. We got to give you more work around more soldiers. And so the point is, hell, the new Black Panther Party is on the rise. Our national chairman, Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, he ain't taking no shorts. He ain't playing no games, and he ain't punking out. He's moving the spirit of the honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. And you can tell a lot by a man or by a woman by who their enemies are. And this brother, he has the same enemies. This man got the same enemies that the honorable Khalid Abdul-Muhammad had when he was physically amongst us. So that should tell you something. So that means that we have to double our efforts. We have to pick up our pace. You know what I mean? The Philly chapter got the rice that's in. I don't know if y'all call it black power rice, but we'll say black power rice in. We got the black power water in. You know what I'm saying? We got a whole lot more coming in. You know what
hey,
I mean?
Let me discuss that very briefly, Black.
Yes, sir.
I don't mean to cut your wisdom. Because this is actually, I was trying to kind of somewhat let everybody else shine tonight, but I guess I got to throw it in there since you put it out there. Everybody, make sure you write this down, what I'm about to tell you, okay? Haters, now we're really about to drop the bomb on you tonight, okay? Because what we have established, family, is an economic program for the new Black Panther Party and the community in general, all right? So get ready for this. The wholesale price of our spring water, family, of the new Black Panther Party spring water is $10 per case for five or more cases, $12 per case for one to four cases. Shipping and handling is separate, all right? You'll receive 24 bottles of water in each case, okay? Now, I'm not going to go into the actual profit-making and all that stuff. If you want to find that out, join the new Black Panther Party. Now, for the rice, we have $45 per case for one to four cases, $35 per case for five or more cases. Each case is 60 pounds of rice. I'm not going to go into the strategy of what each soldier makes. If you want to know, if you need some money, and you're tired of being one of them broke revolutionaries who always mouth Putin all over the internet all day, and your wife is getting on your behind because you're looking like nothing but a lazy example of a black man to your children, we now have a program to employ you, black man. Sister, we have a program to employ you now. So if you want to get in on this rice program, if you really want to help us feed the people, join the new Black Panther Party. It's a very simple process. Get in where you fit in. Freedom or death, you make the choice. We made our choice. I live this. And hold up one second, because I'm about to really, really keep it real with y'all. Since most of y'all think this is a joke, let me see. Yep, there is a police car outside in front of my door right now. Never fails. And that's real. And I was at the window while I was talking to you, looking for the police car, and there it is sitting right in front of my door. This is every night. Okay? And if it ain't a Philadelphia PD car, it's the FBI or Homeland Security. This is real. We don't get no thank yous for this. We don't get no awards for this. We don't get no scholarships for this. We get bullets and jail cells for this. We get bullets and jail cells for standing up for you, black people. And some of y'all are the same ones who turn around and disrespect the name of our national chairman. Well, as Dr. Khalid Muhammad said, there's going to come a day, and that day is just coming very, very soon, where a lot of teeth is just going to be dropping all across the universe all of a sudden. And I'm just going to leave it at that. You take it for what you want. But we're doing the work. And if you can't see after these mighty chapters we had calling in, giving you what they have been doing, we ain't making this up. We had them live on the air tonight. They can tell you what they're doing in their region. And these are just, you know, just we just handpicked a chapter. All the chapters are getting busy, but this is just an example we gave you tonight. Okay? Trust me, next week is going to be even longer. We're really going to take it to you then. Okay? We're really, really going to take it to you now. King Samir is at the gate now of Black Power Radio Saturday night. I hope y'all ready, because the fire will be coming like never before. Myself, the National Field Marshal, along with our national spokesman, you ain't going to win. Ain't no wins in Picasa tonight. So fall in. Get suited, get booted, shine them boots up, tighten them up tight. Make sure your uniform is pressed so crisp when the cracker touch you, he's bleeding all over the place. Huh? Get in where you fit in. It's time to build a liberation army. But we can't do it without no money. Don't care how militant or revolutionary you think you are, goddammit, you ain't got a dime in your pocket to buy a piece of bubble gum to stick your raggedy gun together and hold it together. You ain't doing nothing, black man. You ain't doing nothing, black woman. But we got to wake up, clean up, and stand up today. So please support, support, support what we're trying to do for our people. Outside of just the economics for the rice, we're also giving away rice. Now, what we've done this past Giname, I don't even like that damn word, Thanksgiving. I'm not thankful at all. And in this hell of condition we're in, I won't be thankful until we get out of this condition. Yes, I'm thankful for life and my children and all that, but that's every day, all day. I am not thankful for this condition that we're in. I am not satisfied with this condition we are in. Then I will not be satisfied with this condition that we are in until we get out of this condition. Our chairman is rolling all across this country, standing up for black people. So the least we can do is take care of him, as the Nation of Islam takes care of their leader, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And that's just being real. That's being real. So save all your little weed money and all that, and start putting it into the war chest. Half of us talk all this militant talk, so they ain't got no bail money to get us out of jail after we bang on these peck of woods. Now we got to run around with buckets out in the street trying to get money to get our comrades out of jail. I won't say corny, but at the same time, there should already be a program set up. Here it is. New Black Panther Party Springwater, New Black Panther Party Black Power Rice, as our national chairman titled it, the national spokesman titled it. It's long grain white rice, but goddamn it, that Black Panther label is all over it. Huh? So we got to create something. And we got some more stuff coming. I ain't going to tell you about it just yet. But trust me, by the time the new Black Panther Party is done, your brains is going to be rocking and rolling. You're going to wish you fell into these ranks under the leadership and guidance of our national attorney and chairman, Malik Zulu Shabazz. And I'm just going to say black power, and I'm going to let our national spokesman take us out.
Black power. I mean, you said everything that needed to be said. At the end of the day, we on a come up, family. That's and it ain't just for us. It's not just for the new Black Panther Party as in terms of just those that are registered. Hell, we asking that everybody get involved with the movement. The new Black Panther Party is an extension of the people. Whatever you hear us saying in terms of food, clothing, shelter, water, rice, whatever, housing, whatever it is, that's for you. When we face the Klan and do what we got to do to deal with these crackers, that's for you. So you got to ask yourself, what part will you play in this movement? Many of us say that we would have been with Minister Huey P. Newton when he formed the Black Panther Party in 1966. We would have been with the Bobby Seals in his best days and the Eldridge and Elaine Brown in her best days. And we would have been with Angela and Asada. We say we would have done that. But when you see us walk in the pages of these brothers and sisters right now in a modern sense, where the hell are you at today? All right? Have you, as the brother, the earlier caller said, have you made your way to your nearest chapter? Have you got in contact with us through our website, through our phone numbers? Have you made it your mission to be a part of the only, and I'm going to say it straight up, the only black nationalist, straight up Pan-Africanist movement really in the world, but definitely in America? We're the only ones. We're the only ones that don't have nothing white that ain't right that is in sight. We ain't got none. We don't have no white cream. We ain't got no white sugar. And hell, even with the minister having the white rice, it's black prints all over that bad boy. It's black prints and black label all over that bad boy. And so I'm just making that, saying that to say that, hell, we need your help. This ain't just on the National Field Marshal or myself or the National Chairman. This is on all of us because, hey, we got to get free. We got too many damn Uncle Toms running around. We got too many bourgeois bootlicking Negroes running around, too many weak-ass leaders running around, and not enough revolutionaries. Not enough Huey P. Newtons. Not enough Bobby Seals in their best days. Not enough Adlers and Asadas. We need more revolutionaries. And the only way that this situation is going to work is if the revolutionaries and the revolutionary thinkers join together. And so I'm saying all that to say that it's our time. It's black man and black woman, it's your time. It's your time. It's time for black power. It's time for a black power movement right there in your city. If you're tired of the violence, if you're tired of the poverty, if you're tired of the sickness and the death and the shame and the suffering, we got to build up for black power. The only way a person would not build for black power is if you're satisfied with things the way they are. If you're satisfied with things the way they are, you ain't going to do shit. You ain't going to do nothing. You're going to sit there, listen to the radio broadcast, and then go to sleep, wake up, and do the same thing tomorrow. But if you're dissatisfied, like the National Field Marshal's dissatisfied, like I'm dissatisfied, like the National Chairman's dissatisfied, like the National System's dissatisfied, like the entire New Black Panther Party's dissatisfied, then, hey, you got to be willing to get up off your backside and do something for self. America's crumbling. And America really technically has crumbled. Her dollar value is worth nothing. Her economic structure is nothing. Her political structure is nothing. Her healthcare structure is nothing. Her psychology structure is nothing. They have nothing to stand on. And they have nothing to offer the black man and black woman. So we must do for ourselves. We must fulfill the vision of the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey. We must fulfill the vision of the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey. We must put that red, that black, and that green flag in place of the red, the white, and the blue. That red, the black, and the green must replace the red, the white, and the blue. We must begin to visualize that red, black, and green up on the poles. Must begin to visualize that red, black, and green in the grocery store. Must begin to visualize that red, the black, and the green above the hospitals. We must begin to visualize that red, black, and green triumphing and trumping over everything. That's what we're talking about, takeover. We're talking about taking it over and building for self, doing for self. As long as we're comfortable, you're going to be comfortable with the red, the white, and the blue. You're going to be comfortable. You ain't going to want nothing new. You ain't going to think you deserve nothing new. And white power will still exist. The Ku Klux Klan will still exist. The Aryan Nation will still exist. The white brotherhoods and the white power movements and militias will still exist. White systemic structure will still exist. They'll still be teaching our babies about Santa Claus and Thanksgiving and misgivings and George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, a whole host of other crackers. They'll be teaching that until the day you die and the day I die, because we have not done our job by black power. So if you're sick of it, then it's time to organize. It's time to rise. It's time to shine. Where I'm at, it's 12:42, but hell, I'm fired up for black power. It don't make no difference what the hour is. When we get up by the grace of God, the Creator, tomorrow, it's going to be the same thing. Black to work. It's going to be black to work. We have to go for blood and go for broke for our nation. We don't have nothing to lose. We got everything to sacrifice. Like Brother Sidemir said, hell, if you can donate your time, donate your time. If you can donate your finance, donate your finance. If you can donate your effort, donate your effort. But do something. I'm telling you straight up. I can't even pull no punches, Black man. The new Black Panther Party's where it's at. For all the haters that's out there, we hope you suffer in your rage. Straight up, suffer in your rage. Keep watching the new Black Panther Party for you hating Negroes and you hating crackers. Keep your eyes on the party. Keep your eyes on what we do. And we hope that at the end of it all, we hope that we suck up enough air so you cannot breathe this precious air that God gave us. You hating ass Negroes. How can you see us struggling and striving and going up against some of the most awesome crackers in the world? And then you sit idly by on the sidelines and criticize and point your fingers and say, oh, they could have did this better. Oh, they could have did that better. Oh, they could have did it this way. No, get in the game. Get in the game.
You know some of these fools actually had a nerve to say I went Hollywood.
Crazy as hell.
They calling me a Hollywood nigga. And I really hate to use the N-word, but this is what they say. Oh, King Simon ain't gone Hollywood, y'all. Shut up, fool. If you out here doing the work, guess what? You won't be worried about me being going to Hollywood. And that's just straight up, man. We're not about no Hollywood BS over here. Like I said earlier, I'm not a celebrity. I'm a revolutionary. There is an entirely big difference between those two worlds, okay? Celebrities can't talk about Black power. Celebrities can't support Black power. Celebrities can't finance or help finance any organization dealing with Black power, publicly anyway. I don't care how many times Danny Glover, okay, goes to a Mumia rally. That don't make Danny Glover a revolutionary. I don't care how many times he comes here and stands in front of the FOP building with Pan Africa and all of them. At the end of the night, guess where Danny Glover going? Back to Hollywood. See? So these are your real Hollywood Negroes. And you just got to be able to learn the difference between the two, revolutionary or celebrity. I'm not a celebrity, family. I'm your friendly neighborhood revolutionary.
You still on, Black man?
Yeah, can y'all hear me? Can you hear me?
Okay, yes, sir. I can hear you now. Yes, sir. Yeah.
All right, it sounded like my line went out for a minute. I don't know, white man is the devil.
You bringing that fire. They try to.
Yeah, that's right. Come on with it, white man. I have no fear at all. I don't fear nothing, man. I mean, I love Black people more than we hate ourselves. So, brother National Spokesman, how, where do you see the new Black Panther Party within the next 2 years? I really wanted to say 5 years, but I'll say within the next 2 years. Where do you see us going?
I see us on top. I mean, the thing is we're making the climb now. That's the point. We're making the climb now, but in 2 years, you give us two solid years. The Creator give us two solid years. We on top. We going to have, trust me, land. We're going to have institutions. We're already building the liberation schools in different cities now as it is. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So institutions, land. We're talking about an economic structure, survival programs. You know what I mean? We're talking about employment for our own people so that our people can come up off these crackers' jobs, man. We're talking about a nation of our own. So in 2 years, I'm telling you flat out, straight up, we're going to be all the way on the top. Mark my words, all the way on the top. The only game in town.
Now, what would you have to say about, you know, because we, you know, especially you and I, we know we get a lot of, you know, messages and things about our national chairman last couple of shows on this whole degree of spirituality.
Right?
Now, we know, more specifically, I'm speaking of you and I. You and I know, because we basically come under the same teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, that there is no spook God.
Right.
And when most of our people hear spirituality, they automatically get spooky.
Right.
Okay. What would you say would be, well, basically, what is your definition of spirituality, and what is the necessity of it in the liberation struggle?
Okay. Well, I mean, let's give it the context that the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad gave it. He broke down in a lecture the difference between spirituality and religion. When we hear spirituality, most people think about religion. And see, we're not talking about religion. We're not talking about Islam, Judaism, or Christianity, or any of the religions. When we say spirituality, we're talking about your practice, your spiritual pathway, or that which you channel your energy through. The root word for spirit is energy. Okay, and so we're saying whatever you give your energy to, okay, whatever you give your momentum to, as long as it equates to you, black power, black nationalism, your divine destiny, then we're 100% with you. Okay, now a lot of people tried to criticize the national chairman because the brother, number one, let me say this, the brother was being handcuffed by some half-learned Negroes in the black power community, black conscious community, quote-unquote, being handcuffed, and he was unable to, to be himself. And so the man finally came out and spoke a well-balanced lecture, two well-balanced lectures, and said what he needed to say. But the thing is this, is that he, what the man said was, take your spirituality and use that towards your revolution. Take your spirituality and use that towards your revolution. I mean, that's only intelligent, that's only smart, that's only righteous. If whatever your spiritual practice is, if it does not lead you to revolution, what good is your spirituality? I don't care what it is. If it don't lead you to freedom, justice, and equality, complete constructive change and liberation, what good is your spirituality? So he gave us two lectures. That broke down how you can still be spiritual, still have your pathway to your creator, to your belief, to your Lord, what have you, and still be revolutionary. So he did the right thing. And what our national chairman did was he gave the true teachings of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. You know, and you had a lot of cats that came up and they was claiming the black power general, but they were not giving it the true balance and giving it in the way that he would give it. And so he had to come clear the deck, and that's what he did. And so we echo the same thing, that you can be spiritual. You can have, your morality and the meiotic balance and still be a revolutionary. And in the same breath, if you don't have no pathway, if you don't have none of that, you still are welcome, but we would not be black power imperialists. You know what I'm saying? We're not in the new Black Panther Party. We're not going to be black power imperialists and try to make everybody see things the same way we see things. You know what I mean? We got to be a little more mature than that.
So we're not following or joining the ranks of the Nation of Islam?
No, sir. It's not a requirement. It's not a requirement for the new Black Panther Party. No disrespect to the Nation of Islam. I mean, that's many of our, mine included, base. But I'm just saying that's not the requirement. It's not because you know that's like being an imperialist or trying to dominate the different person's way of life. There's no compulsion in anything. You know what I'm saying, in terms of what that way of life says. There's no compulsion. So when you join the new Black Panther Party, if you don't want to have nothing to do with that, then that's fine by us. At the same breath, those that do, don't knock it. See, that's what I'm saying. If the focus is the 10-point program, then anybody from any walk of life should be able to find refuge underneath this program. If we're talking correctly about the 10-point platform, our 9 local objectives, anybody from any walk of life should be able to find a refuge. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So regardless of what your background is, you can find a refuge in the new Black Panther Party. I'm just telling you, you will feel comfortable. You ain't going to be slandered. You ain't going to be talked about. You ain't going to be backbitten in the new Black Panther Party. That's just a fact, and that's just real. So come on in, come on and be a part. Come on and be a part. That's the bottom line. What are we waiting on? If you're waiting, what are you waiting on? If you say you would follow Huey, if you say you'll follow Bobby, if you say you'll follow Eldridge, and you know, roll with our national chairman, Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz today.
And it's just that simple.
You know, we just revolutionaries, Black. I mean, that's just what it is. We just revolution is the only solution. You don't have a police car sitting outside your window because you joined the damn Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Yes,
this is real.
I'm about to go make him a cup of coffee and give him a donut.
You know, give him a cup of donuts, some coffee, and you know, and give him a little wave or something. I don't know. I don't know.
Real soldiers do real things, family. That's what we're saying. Overall, in a very big nutshell, in a very street form, real soldiers do real things. You understand
right.
what I mean? Step into the Klan on the arm maneuver, that's real.
Straight up.
Okay, because anything liable to go off, and trust me, we ain't going to back down. We don't run. We don't kowtow. We don't buck dance. We don't moonwalk and shimmy sham across the stage. And damn sure don't run from no pig. And damn sure won't ever run from no Klan.
No, sir. They got the Klan. You can check them out. There's quite a few of them white power websites. They got the new Black Panther Party all on their website. They you know, we probably enemy number one. And it's an honor. You know what I mean? It's really an honor. You know, and so we roll in the spirit and the honor of Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. You know, you see him in plenty of videos, nose to nose with these pack of words. We ain't gonna be no different. So if you down, all those who's for Black Power and Black Nationalism, if you down here, you join us in Dallas, or you join us wherever it's going down at. You get down with what's happening. Get down with the action. Don't be no internet warrior. Don't be no faker.
And that's very pertinent and potent information. But let me give some plugs here very quickly. Again, family, please support the New Black Panther Party Springwater and the New Black Panther Party Rice program. All right? If you want to place your orders, I forgot to give you all the number, but give us a call here in Philadelphia, 215-769-5053. Again, the number to place your orders for the rice and or spring water is 215-769-5053. For the spring water, it's $10 per case for 5 or more cases, $12 a case for 1 to 4 cases. Shipping and handling is separate. For the rice, it's $45 for 1 to 4 cases, $35 for 5 or more cases. Shipping and handling is separate. And give us a call, 215-769-5053. And you can actually email us at phillynbpp@aol.com. PHILLYNBPP for New Black Panther Party at AOL.com. So place your orders. We're ready to rock and roll. We're ready to help you help our people from the Philadelphia chapter. And also, please support my website, www.rebelslaves.com. Support the website. It's still being constructed. Please bear with us. But by the time we are done with this site, outside of our national website, of course, it's going to be one of the absolute most revolutionary websites on the internet outside of the New Black Panther Party website, national website. All right? So basically, I'm just trying to keep the model going after our national site, and it'll be ready in just a few days, family. So please support the website, www.rebelslaves.com. Y'all should be writing this down, all right? www.rebelslaves.com. And make sure you check out the Coonin page, the Coon and the Sellout page.
make sure you check that page out and give me, send me ideas. If you have pictures of other coons who are walking around with crackers and, you know, those black celebrities who are married to white dogs and white faggots and all that, send me their pictures. I will blast them all over my website because, hey, they got to be put out there. All right? I got a picture of the Boule and all that kind of stuff up there. You'll love it. All right? Also, check out my T-shirt shop, www.kingswear.spreadshirt.com. Again, that's www.kingswear, KingsWear.spreadshirt, SpreadShirt.com. Make sure you check out the website. Support black business, family. I got some hot fire T-shirts of our national chairman, T-shirts of our black power general, myself. And for those who, you know, want to do shirts and all that, send me your pictures. I'll hook you up. We'll talk about all of that. But please support the website. The Rice and the Spring Water will actually be going on www.rebelslaves.com within the next few days, so you'll be able to place orders online. But for now, give us a call, again, 215-769-5053. And on every Wednesday night, with the War on the Horizon team, live365.com, tune in, black family, tune in. Every Wednesday night, 7 p.m., live365.com, War on the Horizon Radio, the King Samir Stop the Coonin Show, every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. So we got a lot to offer right now, and trust me, it's going to grow and continue to grow because we're going to feed, clothe, educate, organize, and mobilize black people to freedom, justice, independence, and equality amongst black people. And I'm going to say black power, and I'm going to let our national spokesman take us on home.
You already said it all, black man. Black power to all the family. Make sure that you join us again this Monday. Join us again this Monday for the national chairman of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. It's 11 p.m. Eastern this Monday. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend, tune in to Black Power Radio. We leave you as we came, thanking our host for the night, Minister King Samir, National Field Marshal, and we leave you as we came and tell you to join us again for another edition of Black Power Radio with Black Power.
Black Power.
Until the philosophy which holds one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. It's a war that until they're no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation, until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes, miss a war that until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race. It is a war that until that day, the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, rule of international morality, will remain in but a fleeting illusion to be pursued but never.
society destroyed. Well, every